WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Penetrating
the back here there. What UTH is the Lapeer repeater? What closest city is that to roll over?
I would get on repeater book or radio reference. Those would probably be your best asset when it comes to finding out which repeater is closest to you. I'm all the way up in Saginaw. You're speaking on the MI2 network. It's a list. There is a group of networked repeaters operated by the Central Michigan Emergency Network. You can also go on w8cmn.net to get more information on the MI networks.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
You know, like I said, you're coming in really rough. I can't make out everything that you're saying, but I heard that you're looking for a repeater near Lapeer, and I'm just not familiar with the area. I'm all the way up in Saginaw, and like I said, you're talking on a networked linked repeaters there, so you're getting out all over the place. So, yeah, I wish I could be more help, but you're just coming in more. You're coming in a little bit too rough for me to understand. This is KF8EDQ.
Yeah, it sounded like you said he was coming in from Ontario. KB8RVP came here. Copy that, right across from Port Huron. I was up that way a couple years ago. My wife and I went to Niagara Falls from Michigan. Just wanted to say good morning again. Name here is Mike, KB8RVP. I'll be clear in the game. I'm in Fenton, Michigan. Fenton, Michigan. I'm on the 14678 repeater, linked into this one here.
Well, good talking to you, Mike. I just got this program, and I got
repeater's on 14662, I believe it is. And that would be directly east of you. Let's see, Lapeer's 14662 and the tone is 100. Don't know if that's the one you're going into or not.
Well, Mike, we're just pointing the house around so that it's pointing you. Hopefully, the repeater will fit. And I appreciate you coming back to me there for sure. Roger?
Yeah, sorry. You're east of the repeater. So it'd be due west of you. Heading into Michigan there. But, all right. I'm just getting ready to start my work day. I work from home. Like the other gentleman said, you're kind of in and out at times, but other times you're pretty easy to copy, but you did drop the repeater a couple times there. Yeah, you're east of the Lapeer repeater. Lapeer's pretty much west of the thumb there, west of Port Huron, maybe just a hair southwest. But, yeah, we might have a little bit of a band opening, or it might just be your proximity to the repeater. See if you can bring it up again. Have a good day. I'll listen out for your final, 73 KB8RBP.
Okay.
LDF, KB at RVP. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I got a late start. I guess I didn't realize what time it was. I went and, I got plenty of time. Grabbed the dog, put the leash on her, took her for a walk. Well, it's a nice morning, you know. Get home, look at the clock. Oh, no!
We had a gentleman coming in from Canada doing a radio check on his new antenna. Coming in pretty good. He was over there, just over the border from Port Huron. Sounded like he was going into the Lapeer repeater. Yep, time will catch up with you. I was just looking at the 10-day forecast. Looks like Sunday and Monday we got 90-degree weather coming. I think summer's here. It was pretty warm yesterday.
What? Huh, you didn't get the weather that we had done.
Yep, just getting my breakfast ready. I just got off the treadmill, did my stretches, and getting my cereal ready. Yeah, we went down to our son's house, saw the grandkids. Taylor and I and Patty went and saw the new Mission Impossible movie. And it was right around 79-80 while we were out for a walk with the grandkids yesterday.
Wow. No, we didn't get anything like that. It was super windy. And the temperature was only about 75 degrees all day. And from the time I got up in the morning, around 7 o'clock, it was already pretty breezy out, about 15 mile an hour gust. Man, it was very, very overcast. Looked pretty, pretty gloomy. Up until, I'm going to say probably around 5 o'clock, it started to change. The wind was dying down, and the sky was opening up to where it was, you could see blue, and it wasn't hazy, but pretty much all day was bright and hazy.
Just leaving a little bit of a break, Casey. Might be zeroing in on the repeater location. See if he wanted to try it again. Yeah, it was nice sunshine, blue sky. Air quality was really nice. And we didn't have the wind or anything, but when I used to drive from Fenton up to Nexter in Saginaw, the weather patterns could be huge difference. Might be raining there and sunny here, or vice versa, just in that 50-mile drive every day. That was a pretty good drive on Saturday, going up to the Slop and back. I met up with another guy I got just before Burt's Run, another guy in a Focus ST. He waved at me and I waved at him, and we cruised along for a while until you lose a lane there just before you get down by 475 in Genesee County. That's one cool thing with a lot of the people with either the Fiesta ST or the Focus ST. Everybody waves when you pass them. And there's a Facebook page. Usually people will post, "Hey, I saw you on the highway. Where are you from? Or are you on here?" People will give you a thumbs up. It's kind of a cool. I think people that have Jeeps do the same thing. I know motorcycle riders, you know that. Most people will wave at you unless you're on a Japanese bike and they're on a Harley. They might lift a finger to give you a little nod. KV8RVP.
Oh, pretty much everyone I always see, they give you the two fingers down, you know. Keep the tires on the road. I haven't seen too many people that didn't respond back, you know. You know, sometimes you can be in a bad predicament. Oh, yeah. Well, that's all you can do is nod because you got going on clutch control and brake. So. Today looks like it's going to be a nice day. There's some clouds, but the sun's out. I thought you had a good drive up, coming up to Midland for the swap. Didn't take it too long. I worked on my dipole antenna. It's made out of aluminum, the element. Ended up working on that yesterday. Done thing, it slid down the pole. The U-bolt had loosened up and worked its way down the mast. Probably from all the wind, because man, it was really taking a whipping, just a twisting and turning, you know. It'd be nice if we didn't have that wind. Just about every day is windy. Well, I should probably let you go because you're going to have to log on and sign on pretty soon for your workload. Glanced at the clock. I'm almost to work anyways. Been getting green lights on all my traffic stops here. The traffic lights. KBRVP, KAALDF, Mobile Bay City now.
KD8, IWS Mobile, northbound I-75 at Burt's Run.
Good morning. I just made that trip on Saturday, went up to the Midland swap with Chris, who's on here chatting away. Yeah, I got to get ready for work, guys. Nice hearing you out there. KD8IWS from KD8RVP. I'll listen out for your final.
KD8RVP, KD8IWS. Hello, Mike. Good to hear you out there. I'm probably cutting in and out. I might be able to get on the link system, but I know you're about ready to punch in. I just headed northbound. I'd say hi while I was on the way up north. Go ahead. Yeah, it sounds like I got to the end of my rope there, Mike. We'll catch you later. KD8IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Yep, you were making the repeater, no problem. 73,
KD8RVP. Have a good day there, KD8IWS. This is KA8LDF. Just arriving, my place of work. Park the vehicle and go in and punch in. Have a great day. KD8IWS, KA8LDF, Bay City.
Yeah, very good. You have a good day at work. Appreciate you coming back. Yeah, I can't tell if I'm cutting in and out, but 7-3, have a good day. We'll catch you on the flip side. KD8IWS, clear and listening.
You're making the repeater quite well. You're doing real good. Have a good day, and thank you for the good wishes at work. Good to meet up. Mondays are always rough. KD8IWS.
Have a good trip.
KA8LDF. Clear the repeater, 73.
Yeah, Chris is up in. Make sure I got it. Chris is up in Bay City. The Bay City repeater is now linked in on the 7-8, and so is the Saginaw. We can take them for quite a ways. KD8RV.
Yeah, real good, Mike. Thanks for your info. It's a good day. We got partly cloudy skies up here, about 68 degrees. 7-3, catch you later. By the way, I went past your street the other day and looked to see if I could still see your tower. I'm pretty sure that was your tower I could see from North Road. All right, 7-3, KD8IWS Mobile, clear.
W8FU.
KD8IWS Mobile.
IWS Mobile. Good morning. How are you? Where you at? My name is Sean, and I am in, I'm crossing from Warren to Sterling Heights.
Good morning, Sean. I am northbound I-75. Just crossing Bridgeport. Headed up towards Gaylord today. Skies are, I don't know. I call it partly sunny. How's that? We got more blue than clouds. Kurt's the name here. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Kurt. I don't know that we got any blue poking through down here. It's hazy and looks cloudy. So I don't know. Maybe that's blue. I can't really tell. The sun is masked pretty well, so I'm thinking it's more cloudy down here than it is partly. But it doesn't look like rain. Maybe. I don't know. I smell the smoke, so I'm guessing that's our friends to the north. So what you got in Gaylord? You got property up there? You got business up there? I'm just heading to work here. I work in Mount Clemens, where coincidentally this repeater is. And that I'm on. And so I'll be heading toward it this morning. All on my agenda for the next half hour is get to work and find a coffee.
KD8, IWS Mobile. Yeah, I'm actually heading up to, I'll go almost to Gaylord, then I go west about 30 minutes, going over to a cabin there. Got a shipping container being brought in today. And so I'm going up to kind of help my son. He's there now. So I'm going to go up and give an extra hand, a couple extra eyes as they bring it in and set it. But yeah, we got great road conditions, hardly any traffic. You know, once I get away from Flint, I'm pretty good. Headed in, just on the south side of Saginaw at the moment, going into the NAERL repeater here in Saginaw. So, yeah, good signal on you. I was over Lake St. Clair yesterday, took a ride over there, and then went over to Auburn Hills to my grandson's travel team baseball game. So I've been running a few miles lately. So where do you work?
We had to wait for our repeater to do its top of the hour announcement. And so a shipping container, are you going to use that as storage, or you got stuff in it? I'm not prying, but I know a lot of people will use the shipping containers as like storage, particularly like, you know, if you got a cabin or a property up north. So that's cool. But not important if you don't, you know, if it's, that's not, I'm just curious. And I work for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department, civilian employee though. I mean, I do all the radio communications. So I'm on my way into that gig. It's on the campus there with the sheriff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Well, it's about a 10,000-pound ordeal, so it's not easily moved. And you can always use a little extra space, if you know what I mean. So, you know, they sell them, they're a couple of different ways. Some are like new. They call them used one time. And then others are used many times and might have big dents or pretty rough floor in them. But I picked up a used one time, 40 foot by 9 foot 6 tall. So it will meet our needs just fine. And pretty bulletproof. You know, you mentioned coffee and maybe a donut. There's a place up in Flint on Bristol Road, not too far from the truck and bus plant, that's called Donna's Donuts. And when I head north by myself early in the morning, that is one of my stops. I get an apple fritter. In fact, today I got two and then picked up some extra donuts for my son's family. Go ahead, son. KD8 IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Yeah, there you go. I kind of got to stay away from donuts, especially apple fritters. My sugar is, I mostly keep it under control, but I noticed it's been creeping up here the last week or two. I have been paying less attention, so I got to get back on the bandwagon. But something like an apple fritter is something I can only, maybe if somebody else got one and I could take one little, you know, one of the little bulbs that pop off of it, you know, I could maybe cheat and do that, but I got to stay away. There used to be a place, and speaking of St. Clair Shores, there was a place, used to be right there at 11 Mile and, 11 and Harper. It was was the name of that place, but they had some of the best donuts ever. Oh my God, they were good. But they closed. They did some construction on the road, and they closed it down, and now it's a ramen place or a pokey fish place. I don't know. It's something. I can't remember what. So, some Asian type joint or something, I think. So the donuts are gone. I don't know where I could go for a donut these days. Not that I pretty much go for donuts anymore. My wife likes one very specific donut. She still eats them, but she likes the Boston creams. And so I will occasionally stop and get myself a 12-grain bagel from Tim Hortons, the ones that have them. Love those. And get her Boston cream. But luckily for me, I don't have a terrible sweet tooth, so I knock on wood, I got lucky in that department. Because if you had diabetes and a sweet tooth, oh, holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a, that would not be a good combination. And, well, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this at all. But I can't hardly resist if it's an early morning run and I'm by myself. I just went over the Zewaukee Bridge and I only saw one boat on the river fishing, looking eastbound. I couldn't quite see down the westbound side of the river, but I usually keep an eye on that. We fish the river up here every now and then. And so I usually like to get a good look. The other thing I like to do when I go over the Zewaukee is call back to the Flint repeater. And that's always fun. I always make my announcement, 88IWS, northbound I-75 at the Zewaukee Bridge. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, for all the jokes that are told about, you know, when I think of the town of Zewaukee, you know, I ended it with, I think of fear. I do not like bridges, and I do not like going over that one. I mean, I do it, but, it creeps me out. So, luckily, the heebie-jeebies don't get too bad. I'm coming off of it by the time they really set in. The long bridges are the ones that really get me because, you know, it's like, when will it end? Because there's a certain amount of time I can get out on a bridge before it hits. And then when it hits, most bridges, you're coming off, you know, so it's not terrible. But you get on a, you know, get a Big Mac or something like that, and it's like, ugh. But, you know, having done that, I've sucked it up and been across the Big Mac on a motorcycle, so, you know, if I got to do it, got to do it. Suck it up, Buttercup. I hate bridges. Ugh, anyhow.
So did I hear you say you rode a motorcycle across the Mackinac Bridge? Because I did a Harley Super Glide in a tremendous rain and windstorm one year. My goodness, I want to hear your story.
Well, a group of us decided, this would have been about 85, I think, that we were going to circle the lake on our bikes, go to Milwaukee, the plant, and all that good stuff. I had a brand new electric light. I had just wrecked my other one, T-boned. And, you know, and I just recovered from that and went up, bought a brand Skippy new electric light. And we were coming all the way around. We were coming across the UP, and when we got there, it didn't even occur to me. It's like, well, what are you going to do now? I'm up there, and home is, by that time, I want to get home. We had been on the road for a while. And so I had to suck it up. There wasn't any rain, and it was daylight. There was a pretty good crosswind, which there almost always is, but yeah, I remember, we were leaning at quite an angle. to counter the wind. And I remember those great, you know, you could look straight down the roof, and I was like, oh my God. It's, but I just white knuckled it, man, and you know, what else am I going to do? Can't drive all the way back to Wisconsin and down and around. So knuckle it up, go for it. But we had a crosswind, but it was nice and sunny and no rain or anything. I got to imagine in a rainstorm, it's got to be just a nightmare.
Oh my goodness, yeah, the greats. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, but yeah, my son had a night train at the time, and so I rented a Super Glide. I've ridden motorcycles most of my life, but mainly off-road, dirt bikes, etc. And so we went up the west side of the state. We went straight across from Fenton over towards Holland, and then we took the northern shoreline route all the way up through the Tunnel of Trees, then we cut across once we got above that, cut across, and we're headed towards the bridge, and my son would usually lead. He was in the back, or I was in the back, he was in the front, but he'd gotten ahead of me several car lengths. And so I saw the storm coming across from the west, dark clouds, you could see the rain, and I wanted to get his attention, but I couldn't catch him. I wanted to get off at Mackinac. I did not want to do that for that bridge in a wind and rainstorm, but obviously I didn't get to him, and away he went up the bridge. So you know the rest. Yep, knuckle it. And any place there isn't a wind pillow and there's a gap, then you get hit with the wind, and then you lean into the wind, and then you get to another pillow. Probably bring back memories.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm glad I did it, you know, have the experience, but it was something. It was an enjoyable trip. There were about four of us, four or five, can't remember if there were four or five, but, we decided to do the southern route first, and, get Chicago to map it out before we on the front end of this trip, instead of ending the trip in the greater Chicago area, and that was the way to do it, but, yeah, good stuff. Oh, and yeah, the only other real scary time I've had with bridges was, luckily it was dark, and I wasn't driving, but we were coming back from Connecticut once, and we were on almost no sleep. My coworker, we were in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, I think that was what it was called, at the Whalen factory, where they do the sirens and everything, getting some training. And he got news that his daughter had some a medical issue, and so he wanted to come home. So we were going on almost like no sleep, and he wanted to leave right after the class. And so now we're driving, you know, that 10-12 hour drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And I remember all the while we're in New York or New Jersey, upstate New Jersey, there's this big sign that says, Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, 5 mile. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then we get there, and it's like this huge, another huge suspended bridge between a, you know, in a canyon or whatever. It's like grades across that, and then all through Pennsylvania, it's just guardrails inside the mountains. And I'm almost glad it was dark and I couldn't see, because I was just white knuckle for hours.
Wow, you've had some real experiences on bikes. Man, that's pretty cool. I never really spent that much time on the road with bikes, but my brother-in-law at the time lived out in Arizona, and He'd been shopping for Harleys. He ended up buying one from Harley Davidson store in Ann Arbor when they were located in Ann Arbor. They since moved to the Brighton area, but he had bought a bike, and his dream was to always run Route 66. Have you ever done that, Sean? Have you ever or ever wanted to run Route 66 from Chicago up to California?
No, it was kind of a bucket list thing for the longest time. Then my son works for the post office, and he has to, he's a plant maintenance, and he has to go to Norman, Oklahoma frequently, a couple times a year at least, for training. They bring them on the machines that they have to fix. And so I had to go out there, pick him up once. He got in an accident out there, and he had all his tools out there and everything, so it was just easier to go pick him up. And I got off, I did a little bit of it then. That was just recently, within the last, I don't know, 5 years anyhow. And so it was the first time I'd ever actually been on it in any meaningful sense. And not long, you know, not a great deal of it, but I've always wanted to do the whole darn thing. It's kind of a bucket list thing. Motorcycle in particular would be good. But I haven't been riding in a number of years, so... you know, I'd have to get out there and get my acumen back. Last time I was out on one, in any great sense. Well, I mean, about 5 years ago, and before that, I was back out on it pretty good. But I noticed that, you know, my skills are not as honed as they once were when I was, you know, an avid rider. But, yes, 66, definite bucket list item. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we have family in Mesa, Arizona. So, in fact, I was just out there not too long ago, earlier in the spring, and my wife and I drove out, and it's a long drive. But I still get a kick on Route 66, and yeah, I'm familiar with that area where your son was. You know, Oklahoma, there's a nice stretch of it that runs alongside of that highway out there. But, you know, I actually was given a set of maps specifically for Route 66, and it tells you all the sections that are drivable and those where bridges are no longer, the road ends, so it's kind of cool. I mean, they have the, you know, companies actually make the maps and keep them updated so that if you wanted to try Route 66, you know, you can run a good portion of it. But, yeah, very good. Wow, this has been great. How close are you to work?
I was just going to say I'm going to probably make this my last because I'm coming in here. I got to go through the Starbucks here, and then I'm about a half mile from work. So I'm going to run into the Starbucks here and get myself a drink. But it's been a pleasure. Enjoyed the talk, and I get out here every now and again. I'm on UHF most of the time, the MI5 or MI1 Central Michigan UHF repeaters, but I'm there more often than I am here, but I like to get out here because we recently worked on this repeater and want to just make sure it's, you know, pick up the electrons, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys have done a great job on this system. I get into the Petoskey link system, and it's an easy shot from the cabin to Petoskey, so, yep. I like it. I'm thankful for what you guys do. All right, Sean, you have a great day. And nice talking with you. We'll meet up again. 7-3, and we'll catch you later. This is KD8, IWS Mobile, northbound I-75. Clear with you, Sean. Have a great day.
'Sorry about that. I was talking with the barista here at Starbucks. So, all right, you travel safe, and good luck with that container. Hopefully it's it's a nice one. Sounds like you got the deluxe plan there. So, and that should work out for you. Again, travel safe, and good luck on your trip. We'll catch you the next time. This is WASU.
Hello, hello here this morning, Sean. This is KAAUHT.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. I am about a half mile from work here, but good grief. Where have you been?
Well, I've been around, so I'm working and get to replace some radios and stuff. But say, how's this thing now? Anyway, that church is, they made some pasties in the past 2 weeks, so you still have pasties if you're interested. But how's this repeater link up now?
Well, we replaced the repeater with a different one. We had a problem with the one that was up there. It's a Motorola MTR, and then it's got a series of Motorola MTR receivers now that are voted digitally, if you will. They're converted to VoIP and then voted. So we've got receivers in, we got the main repeater, of course, in Mount Clemens, then there's a receiver in Warren, and then there's a receiver in Mount Clemens, of course, and then there's a receiver in Richmond. And then the whole thing is linked via All-Star to the Central Michigan MI2 network, which is 3 or 4 repeaters. If you want to see the topography, go to waamac.org. So callsign.org, and you'll see the connections and the topography.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. You say hi, and how many shots of espresso you're getting this morning. And I'll check it out. Yeah, usually because on Thursdays, it's the time they have the meetings and stuff, but so one day I have, like, back-to-back music practices. I cheat both of them. I leave one early, and I come to the other one late, so it's right, like, from 6 to 8, so I sometimes hard to plug into what's going on. But I have been the last couple of months, you know, with the games or whoever's taking over as the person, so I've been doing a little correspondence there.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, they're enthusiastic, and they're making progress, so because it was somewhat neglected for a number of years, and so it's really good to have them at the helm, kind of ushering in a new era. So I appreciate you checking in on them and offering whatever you can as they try to make the program something something legit. We're trying to support them with gear and equipment and things like that. We're funding some GoPids for them right now, and of course the repeater repairs and stuff like that. So we told them, said, look, we got the toys. You guys just work on making it fun and getting the membership up and doing things. So be fun to be a part of that, right? All right, Steve. I am in the lot here. I got to get parked and get inside, start my day. It's good hearing you. I haven't heard you in quite a while, so I thought maybe it was because I smelled or something. KAAUGH, I think it is. Do I got that right? I was mumbling up with you. WAFU.
KAAUHT, pretty close. KAAUHT, yeah. These days people have a hard time with the KAA. They're always going to throw the KAAUHT stuff in there. So that's very good. But real quick, do you still have those? So I've been kind of re-corresponding with, they have a new parade group people and all that. And I was talking to Dave about, like, this Oxcom format, and I know Paul was looking at incorporating, like, those, the cash or county radios. Are those still available if someone, you know, made the proper application?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you have a need and it's public service, then we're here to help.
Okay, good. Yeah, because there's a new person in charge. That's great. So I always said, I just don't want to be on the hook for them. They just make the, whatever go through their procedures, good chance. And anyway, okay, very good. Thanks, Sean. Nice to hear you. And you say if you want to, I can send you the stuff on the package if you don't remember. It's after this person mom comes there. You got some, some UP style passes. But they do chicken and vegetable now, which I don't quite get, but so be it. But they still have the beef and pork one. 73KA8UHG.
Yeah, I got the information about the place. All I need now is to know, what hours can you go there and get them, because I'm definitely going to do that. All right, thanks. Good to see you. Go get if you've got your insight.
Yeah, I think it's been 10 to 4, 10 to, I don't know, midday or so, I'll send you the stuff. KAUHD.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I'll pick up the 8 Mike Papa moment.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8ZMW, monitoring.
KE8ZMW, WARC, what's up?
Hey Mike, we're just out running errands. What are you doing today?
Well, basically waiting for a phone call. Nothing yet. They're supposed to call today and haven't heard nothing yet. So, looking for work, trying to figure out if I should sign up for unemployment. I've been off since May 2nd, so I guess I'm long overdue. But they, my job I'm at right now, they have been stringing me along, so I'm done stringing.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, right? It sure is a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yep, I've been outside. I was out yesterday most of the day after church, and it was a nice day. Nice day all together, and we got a few more before we get some rain. So, actually, we need the moisture. We only got a few drops in that last rain, so. It looks like maybe Wednesday we might get some rain, but who knows? It could change by then.
For sure. The weather changes daily, doesn't it? When they tell you it's going to rain, it doesn't rain, and then it rains when it's not supposed to rain. Anything new on the radio front?
Anything new? Not at this point. Getting ready to sell a radio, though. So, trying to figure out how to post it, where to post it. I got an ICOM 7300 I want to sell, and all the goodies that goes with it. So, anybody knows that might want one, it's very good shape. So, I will, I'm going to post that. But, just maintaining here right now. I don't need two radios. Well, I got, so, I got the choice between the ICOM 7300 or the 991A. I'm going to keep the 911A, I guess, and then get rid of the other one. But are you working today or just doing errands? Oh, you're off today probably, huh? Today's Monday. Yeah, you're off today. No, today's not. Yeah, it is Monday. That's right.
I'm kind of enjoying my last day off. I work on 3-4. If you put that on the Facebook page and make it shareable, we could all share it on our own personal pages, too, for your ICOM, what'd you say, 7300?
Yeah, I got to figure out. There's a, you know, you got to do it a certain way or you get yelled at. So I got to make sure I'm in the right area to do it. So I'm going to do that. Probably put it in Slack. And I just got to make sure I got them in the right spot.
You have a nice Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. I dug up my sewer, my septic tank. Had to clean the line out for some reason. It was plugged. So, yeah, I worked on until like 9:30 last night. But mission accomplished. Hole's still open, or not the hole, but I still got to cover it back up. Wait for a grandson to come over here and help me.
Awesome, you got it done. It doesn't matter if it's Father's Day or not, it's got to be done. Well, it was great talking to you. We're still going to make a date to get over there and see your man cave and for you to do some crafts with your wifey.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. We just have to get her done, so we'll do that shortly. Got an open house next weekend, so I've got stuff to do for that, get ready for that. That next weekend, not this week, the 29th, so, hey, well, here, so, hey, 73, talk to you later, enjoy your day, WAYRC.
All right, you have a great day, good talking to you, AEHZMW, here.
KFH-EDQ.
W1DLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lane, mobile monitor.
Kind of a quiet radio day, Dave. What's up? KZD.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KPHIWS Mobile. Southbound I-75 listed. KD8IWS Mobile, southbound I-75.
KF8EDQ.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KV8, CRV testing.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India Ontario listening. I think I heard somebody in there. You want to try it again? I think I heard somebody say the Fulton County line. Is that right? Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to clear the channel and clear the repeater. Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India Ontario. We'll be listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.